Today's last day of Bhagavad Saptaha. Cheers from the crowd. Srila Gaugama said one may hear the 10th cantos, but if one does not hear the 11th and 12th canto, he will fall down. The first 9 cantos are like the container holding the nectar of the 10th canto, but 11th and 12th cantos are like the pot which keeps that nectar inside, protecting everything with Siddhanta. So, of course, no one has a copy of 11th to 12th canto in this temple. That's why there's so many problems. But beginning with the disappearance of past Krishna from the 11th canto, the instructions that Krishna gave to Uddhav via the conversation of Nimima, by the conversation with the Navayogendras, the conversation between Dattatreya Rishi, the incarnation of Vishnu, and King Nimi Maharaj, and then the 12th canto, the disappearance of Parikshit Maharaj, the Bhumigit, and finally the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, we hear there is no appearance and disappearance of the Vaishnavas, but still, we celebrate the appearance and disappearance of Shakti Tattva. Even there is disappearance of Sri Gadadhara Pandit, we know. Appearance and disappearance of Sita, we know. But there is no disappearance festival of any incarnation of God. Ram, sit there. Ram's trying to hide in the back. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is like the sun. There is no appearance or disappearance. Sun is always present. But still, we celebrate the appearance days of Bhagavan, but there is no disappearance day of any incarnation. But still, Krishna arranged his disappearance pastimes. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, like a magician, Krishna unwound his pastimes in this, manifest pastimes in this world. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, even persons of this world cannot understand the activities of a great magician, what to understand of the activities of the supreme magician, Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur reveals the story. One time there was a family performing magic acts before the king. Some family members were juggling, some were dancing. The queen was so much impressed with that act, she took off her own necklace and gave to the lady, the mother of the magicians. The time the father gave that necklace to me, the queen said, the wife said, no, it's mine. The queen has given it to me. The husband became angry. I told you for the last time, I'm not axing you anymore. He took out a sword and cut off the head of his wife and took the necklace. The two sons were disgusted. One came and chopped off the head of the father. And then the other son said, you rascal, how dare you kill my father? Take that. They began a sword fight in the middle of the audience. And they both simultaneously killed each other. Then, of course, everyone was most horrified. Then some days later, the king received a letter. Dear king, you paid us for the first act, but you didn't pay us for the second act. They followed the address on the back of the envelope, and they came, and the magician family was there, smiling. The husband, wife, and two sons were there. Oh, king, that was part of our magic act. So if persons cannot understand a magic act in this world, then how will they understand the disappearance activities of Krishna? Krishna performed his disappearance pastimes to bewilder the minds of the atheists. Like the disappearance of Lord Ram, is different than the disappearance of Krishna, very much different. In fact, there is no disappearance activity of any incarnation like the disappearance of Krishna. Lord Ram one time was talking with Mr. Death personified, Dr. Death time. Lord Ram gave instructions to Lakshman, I should not be disturbed under any circumstances. That person who disturbs me, I must kill. Therefore, as Lord Ram was talking with Mr. Time, Durvasa Rishi came. Oh, I must talk with Lord Ram immediately this moment. Lakshman said, Maharaj, just wait half an hour. No! I will curse your whole family dynasty, Lakshman. I will curse them to have an untimely death if I cannot meet with Ram right now. Then Lakshman thought, better that I die than the whole dynasty dies. Therefore, Lakshman went and interrupted the meeting between Ram and Dr. Death. As a result, Ram said he agreed to meet Durvasa Rishi. But after the meeting, Ram said, Lakshman, I promise to kill that person who interrupted my meeting. But to reject someone who is dear to you is the same as killing them. Therefore, I must reject you. Lakshman went to the bank of the Sayur River and disappeared into himself. But for the rest of the residents of Ayodhya, one flower aeroplane came and everyone went on it and went back to Godhead. But the pastimes of Krishna are not like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared in the deity of Gopinath. Some say he disappeared in the deity of Jagannath, and others say he disappeared into the ocean. But Krishna's disappearance is not like that. Krishna was thinking, I came to dissipate the burden on the surface of the earth. I have killed all the demons, but actually the biggest burden now is my own devotees, the Brishnis, the residents of Dwarka. Krishna thought they are so powerful. No one can get rid of them. Only they themselves can get rid of themselves. Just like to get rid of a thorn, you need another thorn. The only persons powerful enough to extinguish the Brishnis are the Brishnis themselves. Just like if you rub two sticks of bamboo together, the rubbing of those sticks produces a fire which burns those two sticks to ashes. Krishna was thinking, if I can produce some argument, some friction between these devotees, then they can destroy each other. Therefore, Krishna managed the disappearance of himself and the Brishnis in the beginning of the 11th canto. Krishna thought, if I leave before them, then they will become so much mad in my separation, they will trample the earth like an elephant tramples a garden. Therefore, Krishna called on his Yogamaya, who acts wonderfully. She arranged the disappearance of the Brishnis. Therefore, in order to teach the dangers, in order to warn persons of the oncoming of the Sahaja Sampradayas, Krishna arranged the pastime. One day, Samba, that same Samba who had kidnapped the daughter of Duryodhan, Lakshmana, remember that time, past time we did not mention yesterday? That is the same Samba. Therefore, Duryodhan, when Samba had kidnapped his daughter, he became very angry. He wanted to make war with Krishna's own dynasty, with the Yadus. Then when Krishna heard, when Duryodhan heard that Samba had kidnapped his daughter, he said, oh, now the shoe wants to climb on the head. The Yadus who are inferior to us now want to take the royal paraphernalia and become and dance on our head. Therefore, he became very angry. Therefore, Balaram, because Balaram had relation with both, Balaram went there to pacify them. But when the Kurus also used harsh words to Balaram, Balaram became furious. Oh, you do not want to bow to the feet of Krishna. Even the controllers of the 10 directions bow to the feet of Krishna and take his foot dust on the head. But you will not. Balaram said, even I do. Balaram became angry, took his plow, went to drag Hastinapur into the Ganga and destroy it. Therefore, even now, Hastinapur tilts on one side. Therefore, the Kurus beg Balaram's mercy. Therefore, that same Samba, the Brishnis disguised Samba as an attractive young girl. makeup on her eyes, borrowing Radhika's lipstick. And sari. And putting some pillows underneath the sari to make it look like she was pregnant. The Brishnis that time was a big meeting of many big sadhus like Durvasa Rishi, Narad Muni, many, many Vishwamitra, Vishishta were there. That time they went and asked those present sadhus, "Oh Maharajas, you are Trikalagya, you know everything, past, present and future. Therefore, because you know everything, please tell us whether this beautiful, attractive young girl will give birth to a boy or to a girl." That time, Durvasa Rishi became very angry. He roared, "Rascals, yes, this girl will give birth, but not to a boy or a girl. She will give birth to an iron club which will destroy your whole dynasty." Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments, "One should not make the mistake of thinking, well, Gurudev doesn't really know what he's doing. Gurudev's old, he only knows bhajan, he doesn't know management. Gurudev maybe is not quite aware of how things should be done here in America, in LA. To think like this is upper art." Prabhupada said, "If the spiritual master knows all the abodes of Krishna, the spiritual abodes which are three quarters of the creation, then why he won't know about the insignificant one quarter of creation, Gopal, which is the material world? If you became any more detached from the Harikatha, you'd be outside on the pavement. Come forward a bit." "There, in order to teach us that we should not think the spiritual master is not aware of everything, even in so-called material events, Krishna arranged this pastime." Amelio became afraid, and Samba gave birth to an iron club. Don't think about it too much. Which, when, how, where, why, but it happened. That time Krishna was not there. Ugrasen became very fearful. Quickly make some arrangement. He ground that iron club into filings, into dust. But there was one piece of that club which could not be ground. It remained in a ball-shaped piece. That time Krishna, when he heard of the curse, Krishna thought, "I can counteract this curse, but I have no desire. This is my arrangement." Therefore, Ugrasen, actually he was so much worried, he did not inform Krishna. He took those dust filings and threw them into the ocean. As those dust filings sank to the bottom, the movement of the tides pushed those dust filings onto the beach and they grew into cane. Therefore those cane grew and became hard like pieces of iron, thunderbolt. But there was one piece of iron that was not destroyed, that could not be ground up, that was swallowed by a big fish, Biharipu. That fish was caught by a fisherman. That fisherman cut open, that hunter, fisherman cut open the fish and found that piece of iron. He thought, "This is perfectly shaped to make an arrow point." Therefore he filed it away and made one sharp arrow. That hunter's name was Jada the Hunter. Jada the Hunter's history is also interesting. We heard in the pastimes of Lord Ram how Ram had made friends with Sugriv the monkey. Sugriv's wife had also been captured by his brother Bali. Therefore Ram made a pact with him, "I will help you recover your wife if you will help me recover my wife." Therefore Sugriv agreed, but Bali was very powerful. Therefore, Sugriv wanted to little test him. "I have a doubt, can you really kill Vali?" Therefore, Sugriv told the history. "One time, my brother killed the elephant demon Dunduli." Sorry, buffalo demon. Dunduli Asura Ki Jai. When Bali killed him, and that buffalo was so much huge, with the toe of his foot, Bali threw that buffalo, dead Buffy. Bali the Buffy, Buffalo Slayer. He threw that dead body of the buffalo 20 miles in the air. Therefore, how powerful he must be. Therefore, Sugriva asked him, can you also throw the dead body of Dunduli buffalo? Therefore, Ram kicked without using his hands, he kicked the dead body of Dunduli buffalo 20 miles. But Sugriva said, but when Vali kicked it, he was full of fat and pus and blood and stool and urine. But since then, the buffalo body has dried. You kicked a simply an empty shell. Therefore, in order to pacify the mind of Sugriv, Lord Ram pierced 7 tal trees with 1 arrow. Then Sugriv believed, yes, maybe it's possible for you to kill Vali. So, Ram and Sugriv made a plan. You should challenge your brother to a wrestling match, and I will hide behind a tree and kill him. Because Vali had a benediction from Indra, he wore one type of golden necklace. If he stands before you and fights, he takes away half your energy. Therefore, even if Ram had fought before him, then he would take half Ram's energy. Of course, Lord Ram cannot be defeated, but in order to give respect to the benediction of Indra, Lord Ram agreed to hide behind a tree and shoot Vali. Sugriv came, rascal, come and fight. Vali came out and whipped him, pounded him off the top rope. Sugriv ran for his life. Sugriv ran back to his ashram, which was the mountain called Trikut. No? What was the name of that mountain? What was it, Ram? Wasn't Trikut. Rishimukya, no? Come on, you guys not reading the Ramayana. That place was the only place Vali could not go. Because when Vali kicked the elephant of Dundubi, the buffalo demon, as the dead body flew through the air, stool and urine squirted out from the dead buffalo. One rishi called Matanga Rishi was meditating, and drops of the mercy of Dunduli buffalo fell on his head. He became angry. Who has done this? Oh, I curse that Vali. He has defiled my ashram. If he steps foot on this mountain, he will be killed. Therefore, Sugriv ran back to this mountain, took shelter there. He chastised Ram. I thought you were my friend. I was almost killed there. But you did not do anything according to your promise. Lord Ram said, how I could shoot? You and your brother are like twins. I could not discern which one was which. Therefore, Lakshman made a garland of creepers around the neck of Sugriv. Sugriv went back for round 2. Again, he roared, challenging his brother. This time, Tara, the wife of Vali, said, don't go. You already defeated your brother 1 time. There must be a reason why Sugriv is so bold. I have heard he has made an alliance with Ram. Oh, my brother, don't go. Vali said, nothing to fear from Ram. He is a very respectful person. He is from the dynasty of Dasarath Maharaj. If he gives me any trouble, I'll whip him too. So Vali went out. The wrestling was going on. And Ram, hiding behind a tree, shot Vali in the back. Vali was thinking, who has done such a cowardly act? Ram came out and Vali began to chastise Ram. Oh, I heard you were here, but I never thought that a member from the dynasty of the sun could do such an act. Oh, Ram, how much you are a low-class person. I had no argument with you, but you killed me when I was not looking. You shot me from behind. Therefore, Bali left his body, and Bali reincarnated in the form of Jada the Hunter to repay the favor. Jada the Hunter, he sharpened that piece of iron and made it into an arrowhead. and he went hunting. So, can you bring me a napkin? In this pastime also, Krishna wanted to show the coming of Sahaja Sampradayas. In the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur counted, I think it was 13 upper sampradayas. Aul, Baul, Jati Gosai, Karta, Guru Karta, Nedha, Gauranga Nagari. How come Vijay knows them all? That's my question. Thakur Bhaktivinoda counted 13 upper sampradayas. Guru Karta, those who think the Guru is a spiritual master, as the Guru is Krishna. They were even there so much debauched, those Sahaja Sampradayas. The night before the girl is married, the Guru enjoys them, then the girl becomes Guru Prasad. Then they think Guru Karta, those who are others, are Gauranga Nagari. They think, well, Mahaprabhu enjoyed, Krishna enjoyed with many girls, will become young Brahmin girls in Navadvip and enjoy with Mahaprabhu. This is ridiculous because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never even hear the name of a woman. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was expert and he would always laugh and joke about everything, he would never laugh or joke with a woman, never. When one lady was come, Mahaprabhu would always give her so much room to pass without looking or speaking to her. Then Mahaprabhu, afterwards, when he became sannyas, when he heard Git Govind, he ran to embrace the singer. Govinda tackled him from behind. Prabhu, it's a woman. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, if I'd embraced a woman, I would have died. We can find no history of Mahaprabhu as Gauranga Nagari. Therefore, the Sakhi Bekis, you see them in Vrindavan. Oh, yes, Krishna will enjoy with me. I am a gopi. Even I heard in the newspaper in India, there was one chief of police who dressed himself in a sari and came to work saying, I am Krishna's Sakhi. They said, maybe you can do that without being a policeman. And they fired him. No, actually, they couldn't fire him. Only in India, someone could get away with that. Therefore, this is foolishness to think that Krishna will touch a body of stool and urine. It's impossible. One cannot be a gopi simply by adopting the outward dress of a gopi. There were those Sakhi Bekis, you see them in Vrindavan, they shave 3 times a day. They dress in sari with bindi. Oh, Krishna, I'm yours. How much foolish, how much they have a mundane understanding of Krishna's. They have such a mundane understanding of Krishna and his. And gopis are which are completely on the spiritual platform. Therefore, in order to warn, therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you want the association, if you want the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, stay very far away from these 13 upper sampradayas. In the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he counted 13, but Param Gurudev counted 39. Therefore, you can imagine how many hundreds there are today. Those who think the jiva falls from the spiritual world, that must definitely be another upper sampradaya. No doubt about it. Therefore, Krishna gave warning in this pastime, the appearance of these upper sampradayas, Samba dressed as a woman. Therefore, there is one upper sampradaya. They chant the bhajan, bhajai nitai gaur, Radhe Sham, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So Saraswati Thakur used to become so much disturbed when he would hear that mantra. He would order the brahmacharis to bash gongs so that he could not hear the sound of that chant. Because bhajai nitai gaur Radhe Sham. How Radhe Sham can be there when Nityananda Prabhu is there? Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. If Balaram is there with Radha and Krishna, then how they can enjoy their pastimes? Therefore, when we worship Gornitai or Radha Krishna on the same altar, we must put some partition there. Otherwise, there will be disturbance in the mood of Radha Krishna, Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would dance in the mood of Radhika, then Nityananda would stay very far away so as not to disturb his mood. Therefore, that Sampradaya has a big following. In fact, Saraswati Thakur was preaching so strongly against them in Jagannath Puri, they threatened his life. And for that reason, he had to leave and he went to Mayapur Dham because his life was being threatened. Therefore, sometimes people wonder, well, why the Sahajas have such a big following? Like, don't want to mention names, Kripalu. Such a big following he has. Because the Sahajas, by chanting Namabhas, they also achieve all type of mystic perfection. One of the mystic perfections is to control the minds of anyone. Therefore, this follower, this so-called guru who made that mantra, he was so powerful, even though he was a Sahaja. One time there was a dog that died near that Haridas Thakur Samadhi has been captured by them. One time in that temple there was a dog that died. And that guru said, well, the dog was a Vaishnava, we should have a festival for his disappearance. So he organized a dog Mahotsav. He invited all the dogs of Jagannath Puri. He just put the leaf plates down. Each dog sat at one leaf plate. Right? Dun, 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 dun. Mission Impossible. In India, 100 dogs on one leaf plate. Okay. But one dog on one leaf plate. Then the prasadam was served, but they were not eating. Then after the prasadam had been served, then Sarirada Vijaja. Then the dogs began eating off the plate, but not before they got instruction. Therefore, that person is obviously greatly powerful. He can control even an Indian dog. But it doesn't mean he's a pure devotee by any means. Therefore, at the end of his life, he arranged for one of his disciples, he dressed him as Lalita Sakhi. Therefore, Saraswati Thakur said, foolishness. How can an insignificant living entity with a body of, like we heard Rukmini say yesterday, with a body of stool covered by mustache, how he can be called Lalita? Lalita is a non-different expansion from Radhika. Foolishness. Therefore, in this pastime, Krishna showed. Does anyone have a handgun? Krishna showed the appearance of the upper sampradayas by dressing Samba as a woman. Therefore, Krishna was thinking how to end up the pastimes. Therefore, when Krishna heard the curse given by Durvasa Rishi, Krishna smiled. Yes, it must be so. Seeing there are many inauspicious signs being seen in all directions, so Krishna said to the Brishnis, I think now that Kali Yuga is appearing, many symptoms of inauspiciousness are there. Therefore, we should go to the holy place called Prabhas and perform some religious activities and giving of charity. Prabhas is the place where the son of Sandipana Rishi was eaten by the Panchajana demon. All went there and began without any weapons, they went there because they went for a religious occasion. Right? That time, all began to drink rice wine. Yudhisthira Maharaj is a perfect soul, Ram. But in order to teach us the dangers of gambling, he gambled and lost everything. In the same way, the Brishnis are pure. But in order to teach us the dangers of Game Boy, Ram, in order to teach us the dangers of Game Boy and intoxication, they showed this pastime. They were very drunk. As they were drunk, some of those members were surviving members of the Kurukshetra War. Satyaki, if I can remember, he was very drunk. He began saying, "Aye." He began to abuse Kripacharya. Kripacharya is actually the guru of Pariksit Maharaj. Satyaki was very drunk. Oh, you guys are low-class fellows. How much you are low-class at the end of the Kurukshetra war when the five sons of Draupadi were sleeping. And Bhakti Sahasra, Drishtadyumna was also sleeping. You killed him in their sleep and killed him in the dark. How much you are cowardly. That time Kritavarma said, what about you, Satyaki? Bhuru Sravas was unconscious on the ground. No. Bhuru Sravas, his hand was chopped off by Arjuna. Bhuru Satyaki was unconscious. And Bhuru Sravas was going to put his hand on his foot on his head and was going to kill Satyaki when Satyaki was unconscious. Arjuna was thinking, what to do? My disciple is about to be killed. When he cannot fight, Arjuna cut off the hand of Bhuru Sravas. Bhuru Sravas was very sad. Therefore, he sat in meditation, and when he was not looking, Satyaki came and cut off his head. Kritavarma said, what about you? You did that? What about you? Did that? They became angry, began fighting. Satyaki took off his sword and cut off the head of Kritavarma. Kritavarma's friends got into it, all were drunk, all began roaring and screaming. A huge fight began there. That time those weapons were either not present or finished. They took those canes that had grown from the powdered remnants of the club that came from the womb of Samba. They began fighting. Those pieces were indestructible. They began slaughtering each other. They were so much mad and intoxicated, they even turned on Krishna and Balaram and tried to kill them. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram took up those cane pieces and also began slicing through the ranks. Therefore, in less than one muhurta, 652 million Vrishnis were slaughtered. There was only a few survivors, Uddhav, Krishna, Balaram, and Divaka, chariot driver of Krishna. So, at that time, Uddhav inquired from Krishna, understanding that soon Krishna would leave that world. And deeply we'll go in the instructions that Uddhav gave to, that Krishna gave to Uddhav when I have an 11th canto before me. So in a general way we can do now. That time Krishna gave instructions to Uddhav, very deep instructions. And after those instructions, Krishna arranged for his disappearance. The hunter, after giving his instructions, Krishna sat there underneath one banyan tree with his left foot across his right thigh. The hunter Jara came and looking at the feet of Krishna, which were pinkish, he mistook Krishna's foot to be the face of a deer. Who's it? Jai trying to at least stay awake. Mistaking Krishna's lotus foot to be the face of a deer, he pierced Krishna's foot with that arrow, therefore causing Krishna to leave this world. That was the only place that Krishna could be so-called killed. Again by Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi Maharaj ki jai. Durvasa Rishi was very hard to please. One time he came to Dwarka. There, for some time, 3 days, he will not eat. Then in the middle of the night, he'll shout, I'm hungry. Bring me sweet rice. Then Krishna would wake up and cook sweet rice and bring for Durvasa. One day, Durvasa said, I want to go on a tour of this Dwarka. Krishna brought his chariot and Arjuna and Durvasa said, I do not want any horses. Rukmini must drag the chariot. Therefore Krishna immediately obeyed. He hooked up Rukmini to the chariot. Rukmini began running with the chariot. Durvasa Rishi was going left, Krishna left, right. Then Durvasa Rishi for some reason became disturbed. He jumped off the chariot and began running away. Krishna ran behind him. Maharaj, forgive my offenses. Please forgive us. We could not serve you properly. How I can please you? Devasarishi said, bring some sweet rice. Krishna ran back and cooked it. Bring it again. Devasarishi ate some, gave the remnants to Krishna and said, now, put this on yourself and Rukmini. Then Devasa took out the remnants. Krishna took the remnants of the sweet rice and smeared it all over him. Maharaj, you have 11 and 12 cantos anywhere? Okay. Yes. Don't tell anyone I'm doing this, please. Krishna rubbed that sweet rice all over him from top to bottom and Rukmini. Then Devasa Rishi became most happy. Oh, Krishna, only you can have no false ego like that. Only you can completely serve the devotees like you are doing. Therefore, he said he was very happy. He said that one thing you failed. I feel like Vidoyananda Maharaj now. One thing you failed. You failed to put that sweet rice on the soles of your feet. Therefore, your whole body will be immortal, except the only place you can be killed is the soles of your feet. But otherwise, I am very happy for you. Your name and fame will never diminish. Your name and fame will always be fresh. Therefore, that was the only place that Krishna could be finished. So Duvasa Rishi, very hard to please. But only someone who has no false ego, he can please Duvasa Rishi. Just like only Lord Narayan, only Lord Vishnu could completely satisfy Bhrigu. Bhrigu also wanted to take examination. Who is the greatest, Brahma, Vishnu, or Mahesh? Therefore, he went first to his father, Brahma. He did not offer obeisances to Brahma. Brahma became very angry with the disrespect that his son gave him, but he controlled himself. But Bhrigu could see even Brahma has ahankar, false ego. Then he went to his elder brother, Lord Shiva, Bihari. When he came to Lord Shiva, Bhrigu did not offer obeisances, nor did when Lord Shiva went to embrace him. Then Bhrigu said, oh, you pagal, get away from me. Take a bath at least. Lord Shiva became furious. He took his trident and went to kill him. And Parvati said, don't kill your younger brother. Forgive him. Bhrigu could understand that even Mahadev has false ego. Then he went to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu was sleeping on the bed of Shesh. Bhrigu said, I have come here and you are not respecting me. He kicked Vishnu in the chest. Have you seen any deity of Krishna? There's a little footprint there. That's the footprint of Bhrigu. Immediately Vishnu got up, began massaging the feet of Bhrigu. Oh, Maharaj, your feet are very soft like lotuses, like butter. And my chest is very hard. How much pain you must have experienced when you kicked me. He began massaging the feet of Bhrigu. You are my guest. You are a sadhu. I deserve the punishment for not welcoming you properly. Then Bhrigu began weeping. And Bhrigu thought, only Vishnu is free from false ego. Therefore, because of the offense of Bhrigu, also Bhrigu also had to take birth as that hunter also. So therefore, Bhrigu is a combined, that hunter jara is a combined incarnation of Vali monkey and Bhrigu Maharaj. Must have been a bit crowded in there. Therefore, before Krishna disappeared, Krishna had arranged the disappearance of all his associates. And Krishna gave his instructions to Uddhav in the form of 11th canto Bhagavatam. Therefore, going back, Uddhava explaining to Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami is explaining this history to Parikshit. One time, Vasudev Maharaj, the father of Krishna, was performing a sacrifice. That time, as the sacrifice was continuing, Narad Muni appeared there in the middle of the sacrifice of Janavi. Still alive? Just checking. Someone check for her pulse. As Narad Muni came, Vasudev Maharaj immediately stopped the sacrifice and went and welcomed Narad Muni. Narad Muni said, oh, continue your seva. That time Bhāsati Dev Mahārāja said, "What need to continue? I have already received the fruit of my sacrifice, which is the darshan of a sadhu like you." Just like if we are worshipping the deity and the spiritual master or pure Vaishnava comes and we continue the worship of the deity without respecting the devotee as one type of apparat. Why? Because you are only performing archana, the worship of Krishna, Chapala. You are only performing the worship of Krishna by the spiritual master. Therefore, Krishna is not displeased if you leave his seva and go to serve the Vaishnavas. Huh? Prasad seva, you stop and you have to worship Guru. Even Guru comes in, you're there eating. Hang on, Gurudev, after this pakora. No. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj, as ideal Vaishnava, when Narad Muni came, he stopped his seva of the Yajna and came and offered all the paraphernalia for the service of Narad Muni. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj, out of his humility, he inquired from Narad Muni. Narad Muni was shy, how I can give spiritual instructions to the father of Krishna? But Vasudev Maharaj pacified him and asked him many questions. Vasudev Maharaj said, "The activities of living soul are to achieve happiness and to dispel dishappiness, but all their activities are the reverse, result is achieved. Therefore, please tell me how a living entity can be happy in this world." Therefore, Narada was very pleased. He said, "Oh, but best of the suras, best of the sattvas, you have inquired perfectly about spiritual life. Devotional service is so powerful that simply by hearing of the glories of devotional service, Bihari, strike two. Simply by hearing, chanting, or remembering the glories of bhakti, one can achieve devotion. And even low-born persons can become purified if they take the association of the devotees of Sri Hari. Therefore, one time, Narad Muni continued, we have already discussed the history of Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev Prabhu ki jai. Rishabhdev had 100 sons. The oldest was Bharat, but the next 9 were Brahmanas, the Navayogendras. There were one time, the Navayogendras were moving through the universe by their own desire. They came to the great king called Nimi Maharaj. Nimi Maharaj is there. No wonder he's so old. The time the Navayogendras appeared before him as brilliant as fire. Therefore, Nimi Maharaj inquired from the Navayogendras. And his answers are called the Navayogendra Samvad, given the 11th canto. Spiritual life is about question and inquiry. Pariprasnina. Therefore, again and again, we see in the Bhagavatam, even perfected souls are inquiring from other perfected souls. Shama, you think even Vasudev Maharaj is the father of Krishna, he doesn't know everything, he knows everything. And Narad Muni knows everything, but still he is inquiring. Therefore, we get a chance to meet a sadhu, what should we do? Gurudev, how are you? How's your health, Gurudev? How's your writing? These are rubbish questions. We come before the spiritual master, you should not ask him, how's his health? Is he getting nice suntan? You should ask him spiritual inquiry, prasnana. Unless you inquire from the spiritual master, then how there'll be any harikata? Therefore, even if you know everything, you should still inquire from the spiritual master. Unless you ask a question, then how harikata can begin? Like a greatly shameful thing, when Guru Maharaj asked, are there any questions, and everyone's silent, dash your head on the stone. That means you have no greed to hear harikata instructions from his mouth. Therefore, King Nimri inquired about the perfection of spiritual life. Nimi Maharaj's questions are, he said, for conditioned souls, the human body is very rarely achieved, and it can be lost at any moment. But I think that even those who have achieved the human form of life, the chance to associate with the devotees of Vaikuntha, Raghulata, that chance is very rare. Therefore, his question is, O completely sinless ones, I ask you to tell me what the supreme good is. Also, how can even a foolish person who has no knowledge how they can cross the ocean of birth and death? Therefore, the answers of Nimi Maharaj are answered one by one by... Oh, the verses are not here on the English. Idam labdvam sudulabam idam bahu sambhavante manusam atadam nityam apiradirat tunad natete napadet anamityavat nirsasaya visaya kalusarvatasyat. Yavit Nogendra said, O king, this path of devotion, there is no chance of fear. Even if one runs with his eyes closed, there is no chance of falling. One would think, that's very bold. If I run on Venice Beach, there's no chance of falling. Chance of falling. But in the path of bhakti, there's no chance of falling. Even if you fall, there's all success for you anyway. Like we hear of Gajendra Elephant. He fell, but still he crossed all obstacles. Bharat Maharaj, he fell, but he crossed all obstacles. In the same way, this path of bhakti, there is no fear. Run with your eyes closed. No chance of falling is there. Therefore, idam labdvam sudulabham idam bahuvam sambhavante. O king, this human body is temporary. But even though it's temporary prem, it's very, very precious and rarely achieved. Because in this temporary human body, one can achieve perfection. Therefore, tunam yate tanapathet. Before this human body falls down, one should associate with the devotees of Krishna and perfect one's life. Therefore, one should use whatever one does with one's body, mind, senses, and intelligence or purified consciousness. One should always think this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. But boyam dvitiya bhavanesitasyad isad viparyasyo viparyasviti tanmaya to abhajat budetvam bhaktyekisham gurudevatmanaha. The question of Nimi Maharaj, how even a foolish person can cross the ocean of birth and death. There he said, one is in the ocean of birth and death, Janava, because of Vipadriya Smriti, feeling of envy towards Krishna. One feels envious, why should he be the enjoyer? Vijaya is thinking, I should be the enjoyer. Because of that enviousness, one is put into duality, dvitiya. Instead of understanding there is only one subject matter, only one enjoyer, there is Krishna as the enjoyer and everything is paraphernalia for his enjoyment. Jayasri, one should not become under the form of duality where one thinks, I am mine. I am one person, Krishna is a different person, I have separate interests from him. Therefore, along with duality comes fear. Shyamala. Srila Chivika, all the girls falling asleep in the back there. Srila Chivika Maharaj used to explain what is fear. One time one boy and girl came. And Chivika Maharaj said to the girl, before you met him, you were very happy. You had no problems. Where's Subal? Subal's not here. He's afraid. As he said to that girl, before you were married, you had no problems, but as soon as you married him, you became full of anxiety. And he said to the husband, the man, you also became full of anxiety. Then you think, this is my wife, I must protect her. What happens if she becomes sick? What happens when the children come? How will I maintain? How will I send them to school? How will I protect them? There, as soon as you think anything is mine, then comes fear. Abhijet budetvam. Therefore, this idea of duality, separateness, this is called maya. Therefore, the only way one becomes free from fear, Shyamala, is abhay charanaravindue. By taking shelter of the feet of, surrendering to the feet of Krishna, one becomes free from fear, because one becomes free from duality. Therefore, the only one way that one can become free from this is Bhakti Eki Sham Guru Devatmanaha. Kishore. One should not consider the spiritual master to be a separate entity. One should have no separate interest from the interest of the spiritual master. Bhakti Eki Sham Guru Devatmanaha. And one should worship the spiritual master as the Lord, as the presiding deity of one's Atma. Okay, Madhu, who's the presiding deity of your Atma? Madhu is. As long as we belong to ourselves, then everything we do will be for us. But if we belong to Gurudev, then everything we do will automatically be for the spiritual master. Guru Maharaj says we should never make the mistake of thinking, I will do all these things and I will offer them to Gurudev. How you can offer to Gurudev what is already his? Come back. Oh no. Where is he gone? Oh, there it comes. It's come back. Fred Flintstone. It's all right. Sit down. Maybe you can plug it in. Therefore, one should surrender oneself completely to the Guru. Guru Maharaj one time said we should never perform Sangha Siddha Bhakti or Rope Siddha Bhakti. Guru Maharaj, if someone thinks, I'll get a farm, I'll grow vegetables, potatoes, carrots, vijays, and I'll chop those vegetables, I'll cook them, and I'll offer to Thakurji. Guru Maharaj said, never do that. You'll not get bhakti in millions of lifetimes. Because you're still thinking, I am one person. And Thakurji is separate. Guru is separate. Therefore, if one completely offers oneself to Krishna, then automatically everything one has is for Krishna. If one offers one's soul to the feet of Gurudev, then you automatically become Gurudevs. Therefore, everything you do will be for Gurudev. That person can never fall down. Therefore, someone may say, this is a very high thing to completely become one with the spiritual master. How much identifying our Gaudiya Sampradaya has one speciality. The disciple becomes completely tadatmik with the Guru. Tadatmik becomes one with the spiritual master, like Rupa and Raghunath Goswami. Raghunath Goswami is massaging the feet of Rupa Goswami. He says the first verse of Vilapas Kusmanjali. Oh, Gurudev, Rupa, your husband is not here in Vrindavan, but still your lips have been cut. Maybe some excellent parrot has mistaken your lips to be a bimba fruit and pierced them. That means he is so much one with his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami. He understands everything inside and outside about him. If a Guru Maharaj says, unless you become the same as Guru, then you cannot understand him. That is the super excellence of our spiritual master. Deva Narottam Das Thakur has given that in his song, glorifying the spiritual master. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Bandha Mui Savadanamate. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Akya Arana Koriya Manayase. He said, O Gurudev, I have no desire except to make my heart one with your instructions. Devo Bhakti Eki Sham Gurudevatmana. To become one with the spiritual master, to have no independence from the instructions of the spiritual master Radhika. If you feel like that according to the Navagendras, then you can cross the ocean of birth and death, even if you're a complete fool. Therefore, how not to serve the spiritual master, that story is given in the Mahabharata. You've heard the story of Ekalavya? Ekalavya is actually a demon, but there's one guru who named his own disciple, Ekalavya. Gogamai used to laugh about that very much. Ekalavya was from a low-class family, but he wanted to learn archery and weaponry from Dronacharya. But Dronacharya gave the excuse, no, because you're from a low family. But this is not the reason. The reason is because he knew that Ekalavya was a demon. He wanted to learn archery so he could kill Krishna and Arjuna. Therefore, he had so much faith in his guru, he went and made a murti of Dronacharya, began to worship the murti. He became completely expert in the science of archery. How much so that when the Pandavas were in the forest, the Pandavas' dog, he smelled Akalavya and ran towards him barking. When he opened his mouth, at that time Akalavya shot so many arrows in the mouth of the dog could not close his mouth. But no blood came from the mouth of the dog. Impossible. When the dog came back with his mouth full of arrows, and the Pandavas were definitely impressed, Arjuna thought, "Oh Gurudev, you have promised that I will be the best archer, but even I cannot do something like that." There were Dronacharya in order to save Arjuna. He went to Ekalavya. "Who taught you archery? Gurudev, by your mercy I have learned. Then you should give me some Guru Dakshin, a donation. What donation do you want? Give me the thumb of your left hand." Ekalavya immediately sliced it up and gave it. Guru Maharaj said, "How foolish is Ekalavya? If Ekalavya was a real disciple, what he would have said, Gurudev, my thumb belongs to you. My whole body belongs to you. I am yours." But Ekalavya was not that. Ekalavya thought, "I am donating my thumb to Drona. Therefore, he's a demon. Therefore, Bhaktyeki Sham Gurudev Atmanah. Therefore, the spiritual master should become the presiding deity of one's soul. Who do you belong to, Rasik? We belong to ourselves, therefore we're always separate from the Guru." When Gurudev talks about stealing hearts, we should think, has Gurudev really stole me? If you steal something, that means you own it. That person loses the thing which is stolen. If Gurudev stole your heart, that means your heart does not belong. You do not belong to yourself anymore. You belong to him. Therefore, someone may think, well, this is a very high stage, Chapala. This is not a high stage. This is the beginning of bhajan. Rupa Goswami gave 64 limbs of devotion. Janava, what's the first limb of devotion? Guru Pada Sraya. Taking shelter of the feet of the spiritual master. Because we have not completely surrendered to Guru, therefore our spiritual life is full of millions of obstacles. We make a show. Gurudev Tumari Jai Jai Ho. If you cannot cheat the spiritual master, he knows who is his and who is not his. Therefore fear arises when a living entity identifies himself as the material body, and because of absorption in the external energy, the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord. He forgets his constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should accept the spiritual master as his worshipful deity and as his very life and soul. Therefore, the Navayogendras answer the question of Nimi Maharaj, how even a foolish person can cross the ocean of birth and death. It's very hard without the verses. The Navayogendras explained the different types of Vaishnavas, the Kanishtha Adhikari, the Madhyama Adhikari, and the Uttama Adhikari. Because the question says one should surrender to the spiritual master, therefore the next question is, well, who is a bona fide spiritual master? Then we hear there are three types of Vaishnavas: Kanishtha Vaishnav, Madhyam Vaishnav, and Uttam Vaishnav. In Upadesamrita, Srila Prabhupada says, spiritual master must be chosen from the platform of Uttamadhikari. Vijay is cursing me. Therefore, what are the symptoms of an Uttamadhikari? We should know. Some people think, well, Prabhu, we shouldn't feel discrimination. We should have warm, squishy feelings towards everyone. No. If we should not discriminate between an Uttama, a Madhyama, and a Kanishtha, then why Rupa Goswami has given the symptoms and the behavior that we should have towards different Vaishnavas? Krishneta yasya giritam manasadriyata. One who chants the holy name of Krishna once, we should consider him a family member and respect him in the mind. But he should be free from association. He should be free from illicit association with women. He should be free from mayavad. And then we can accept them as even a kanishtha adhikari. Radhika, otherwise not. Dikshesti chat pratitat bhajanna vignyam. That's what I said. One who has taken diksha means real diksha, not like viche, only anusthanic diksha. One who has taken real diksha means with some mandagyan, with the guru and with the deity of the mantra, Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu. That means they have some mandagyan, that is a madhimadikari. What you do, should offer pranams to them. And the uttamadikari, bhajanam vigyam, nindadi sunniridipsita sangalabdyam. And the Uttamadhikari, you should offer your life to them. Their symptoms are bhajanam vigyam. They're completely expert in bhajan. That means 24 hours a day. Their atma is serving Radha Krishna and Asta Kali Lila. Bhajanam vigyam. Nindadi sunya, who never criticize anyone. And that is the Uttamadhikari, you should offer your life and soul to them. Even the Madhimadhikari, you should not serve. Shamala, strike three. The Kanishtha you respect in the mind, the Madhyam you offer pranam, but you serve the Uttam Vaishnav. Therefore, who is an Uttam, who is a Madhyam, who is a Kanishtha? Guru have said all our problems in spiritual life come because of this. We don't really know who is a Madhyam, therefore we are so foolish we serve a person thinking they're a Madhyam when they're not a Madhyam. Or we accept someone as a Shiksha Guru who's actually a Kanishtha Adhikari. Therefore our lives are full of, we put our faith in a stone boat. We glorify that person as a Mahabhagavat, isn't it? Like we've seen in even our own Sangha. He's a Manjari, he's a this, he's that, he's a manifestation of directly of Rupa Goswami. He's an incarnation of Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. He's a Mahabhagavat, the same as Gurudev. How much those persons are unfortunate and foolish because they have no security, they cannot understand or know what is the symptoms of an Uttama, a Madhyam, or a Kanishtha. Deva Guru Maharaj says, most people, they make them Uttamadhikari, they think they're Kanishthas. And the Kanishtha they put on the platform of Uttamadhikari. There we should know what is the symptom of Uttam. Navayugendra said, the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What's that verse? Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha. Sarva Bhutis Yapasat Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha. Huh? Bhutani Bhagavata Atma Yese Bhagavata Uttama. Thank you, Prem. Therefore, Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana, one meaning is, they see the Supreme Lord within all Atmas. Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana, they see Bhagavan everywhere. Or Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana means they see their own mood everywhere. Like the gopis, we heard in the Venu Gita, the gopis were saying, look at the birds, they're meditating on Krishna. Look at this, look at the deer. Look at the trees. Look at Govardhan. Actually, the gopis are millions of times more advanced than any of them. But the gopis are seeing their mood everywhere. Therefore, the Uttamadhikari, he sees Krishna everywhere. And he sees his mood everywhere. It means he sees everyone else as Mahabhagavat. Because the pure devotee never sees Maya. Never he sees the sarup of the living entities everywhere. He sees all our serving Krishna except for him. On that platform, he cannot give instructions to anyone. Therefore, out of his mercy, the Uttamadhikari descends to the platform of Madhyamadhikari to give instruction. Therefore, the pure devotee, everywhere he sees Krishna, like Prahlad was asked by his father, is your Bhagavan, your Vishnu Smishnu, is he here in this column? Prahlad said, yes, father, he is there also. Prahlad could see the presence of the Lord everywhere. Therefore, one time I asked Srila Trivikrama Maharaj, if Madhavendra Puri is an Uttam Bhagavat who sees Krishna everywhere, how can he ever feel separation from Krishna and cry for him? So Chivakumar said, when you become an Uttama Bhagavat like Madhavendrapuri, you will understand, and not one moment before. If an Uttamadhikari who always has direct realization of the presence of the Supreme Lord Krishna everywhere, he sees his mood everywhere, he is called a pure Vaishnava of Uttam Bhagavat. Who is a Madhyamadhika? Symptoms are given here. The intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyamadhikari offers, he has prem towards the Supreme Lord. He has a friendship with devotees who are on the same level. He shows mercy to the ignorant, the kanishtas, and those who are envious, he disregards them. The verse is? Huh? As Ishvara tada dinesu bala fasesu divatsiyat prema maitri kripo peksha ya karoti samadhyamaha. Didn't know you knew a verse, Madhu. Well done. He's keeping everything secret. Therefore, the Madhyamadhika will have four relations with four types of persons. Oh, Bihari just woke up. We cannot imitate the activities of a Mahabhagavat. If the Madhyamadhika tries to imitate the behavior of being equal to everyone, he will fall down. Madhyamadhikari has the vision, they know who is Mahabhagavat. They can see, they understand who is a real Mahabhagavat, and they serve them. Those who are on the same level, they make friends. And those who are ignorant, give mercy to them. But those who are envious, they avoid. Avoid doesn't mean hate. Even those persons, if we think they're envious, we should not hate them, Nilambari. Envious, to avoid someone means what? You don't discuss spiritual life with them. Even they may be a devotee, but they're envious of Gurudev, envious of the Vaishnavas, what do? We don't discuss those things with them. We cheat them by engaging them in mundane conversation. How's your dog? How's your cat? How's your dog? How's your wife? How's your business? Therefore, the Madhyamadhikari is expert in these four types of relations. But the most unfortunate is the Kanishtadhikari. He has great faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he has little faith in the devotees. He cannot behave properly with the pure devotees, nor can they behave properly with the ordinary persons. Therefore, Ashram eva harie pujaya sradaya hatha nadhat bhakta suchanisu man bhaktam sabhakta prikata smita. Krishna himself says, the Kanishtadhikari, who Krishna himself says he is a materialistic devotee, he worships the Lord ding 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 day and night. He has so much faith in Krishna, 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 hey. Ramo, 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 hey. But he cannot respect the Vaishnavas, nor does he know the importance of serving Vaishnavas. And he cannot even behave nicely with the ordinary persons. He treats them very badly, disrespectfully. Therefore, Kapiladev said to his mother, one who worships me in my deity form, but is not affectionate or merciful to the jivas, his worship of me is useless, like pouring ghee into ashes. No result whatsoever. Therefore, the Navagendras gave many instructions to Nimiraj. A devotee must give up the selfish conception of thinking, this is my property, this is his property. The devotee, when he no longer becomes concerned with his material enjoyment of his body and becomes indifferent to the discomforts of others, at times he becomes completely satisfied. And we always, people come to, many times we see when Gurudev, people, many people come to Gurudev with many, many problems. That time Guru Maharaj sometimes acts with them in a very neutral way, not becoming involved, always remaining separate. He can give instructions in a neutral way, you take those instructions, it's up to you. One time, remember, one woman came to Gurudev bitterly weeping. She had a deformed baby in her arms. Maharaj. Very crying in front of Gurudev. Guru Maharaj was like a rock completely. He hardly even opened his eyes. He looked He said, just take what you deserve. And again, she was crying. Grandma said, you pray to Bhagawan, maybe he'll give you another one. And she left. They have one who becomes indifferent to the suffering of others also. Of course, the sadhu, at one time, he's softer than a rose, but also as hard as a thunderbolt. The one who becomes indifferent to his own suffering and the material suffering of others, that person can be peaceful and happy. So, the Navayogendras continue, a pure devotee who thinks of Krishna, he will not give up the lotus feet of Krishna even for the attainment of the three planetary systems. Navayogendra Sambad ki jai.